In the heart of Ghana, amidst the rhythm of daily life, a silent challenge is growing among our young people. They are actively engaging in sex, yet a lot of them are not protecting themselves.
We have had children 10, 11 years who have gotten pregnant. Extreme. As a 12, 13, 14 year olds, you get quite a number worrying.
Dr. Kofi Issa, Director of Family Health Division at the Ghana Health Service. According to the latest demographic health survey, Ghana reported more than 2,608 teenage pregnancies, indicating a 3% retrogression from the last survey. The latest UNFPA report also shows 51% of sexually active adolescents do not use either condoms, the IUD, pills, injectables or any form of contraceptives. I wanted to understand the challenge, and so I took a trip to Anyamam, a coastal community in the Ada West district of Greater Accra. Anyamam has quite a young population, but sadly, many of them, particularly the girls, have dropped out of school because they get pregnant.
Thank you so much.
At the Anyamam Health Center, I am meeting three girls aged 14 to 17, all pregnant. I will be using pseudonyms for the girls. Jemima lost both parents before she turned 12. She's pregnant at 14 years.
There was no one to help with my education or to provide for me. He's 18 years and he promised to help me through school. He has denied responsibility. If I had more information about contraceptives earlier, I would have found money, bought some and used them to protect myself. Now that I am pregnant, I know better.
Amma started dating at age 13. After 2 years and just at age 15, she's pregnant.
I have been in a relationship with the father of my unborn child for about a year now, before getting pregnant. He said he loves me, so I gave in. I've heard a lot about family planning.
Amma dropped out of school because, despite being an only child, her parents could not afford her exam fees, which cost 30 Ghana cedis, less than $3.
I know about condoms and other medications, but did not use it. Currently, I am jobless, but I wish I had a job to support myself and my baby.
Koleki seems to be the favorite of health workers at this facility because they saw a lot of potential in her. But she also got pregnant just after completing JHS.
I know when I go in for family planning or condoms, I will not get pregnant, but I did not use it. He was 24 years and I was 15. He offered to cater for my education and I agreed. I regret getting pregnant at this age and stage of my education. I should have at least completed SHS. As things stand, I have little education and no skill. I do not intend to have another baby soon. Maybe I will have to use family planning to be double sure.
For the health workers here, it is a common sight to see girls even younger than these visit the facility for antenatal services. Regina Gaku oversees adolescent health at the Anyamam Health Center.
One major problem that we are having is the increase of teenage pregnancy in especially Anyamam. Some of the causes of this teenage pregnancy, I think, is the poor parenting and also lack of sexual health education. Parents don't open up to their young ones about their sexual health, what they are supposed to do at their youthful age to avoid pregnancy, and also other misconceptions about family planning.
How many cases do you see every, let's say, every 2 months? And what are the age ranges?
So within every 2 months, we can get like 20 teenage pregnant girls that we visit them. Some can range from 10 to 19 years.
For years, the message has been abstinence for adolescents. But the question of contraceptive use has not received much attention. Dr. Claudette Diogo is National Program Manager of Family Planning at the Ghana Health Service.
We are struggling with certain myths and misconceptions. We have self-acclaimed doctors who sell their medications, be herbal or whatever, making a lot of claims that are not grounded on science and always blaming every cause to family planning. So because of that, these adolescents or even adults are afraid to access the service. And unfortunately for us, we still have some of our service providers that are not actually warm towards the adolescents because of the perception we have as a country. We go ahead to feel we don't need to give them the right information or it is not in their place to go ahead and have sex. But I beg to differ. Whether we like it or not, the young ones are having sex.
For the Director of Family Health Division at the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Kofi Issa, the problem goes beyond misconceptions.
I can go into a shop and buy paracetamol and then walk out and then listen to, but then you look for grown-ups, goes to buy condoms. He looks and says, oh, give me this bitter. They give him, give me paracetamol, give me this. He gives him. Then he's watching around. Oh, is there any change? Okay, just give me a condom. But the main one was the condom. Because when you come in and say, the shopkeeper is judging you, you're also judging the shopkeeper. See, if you go to the market and it's commercial, a whole lot of things, the market woman is very assertive. That's the same society. But you then start talking about contraception and it's a different thing altogether.
Isn't it also because when we were running some of these adverts to create awareness of contraceptives, many of the characters, if not all, were older people. There were no children. There were no younger people. There were no adolescents. And so mostly there were people who were married, older women. And so then there are people formed the perception that these are the people who should be talking about contraceptives. These are the people who would need contraceptives and not the younger ones.
I quite agree with you in the beginning that the messages were quite wrongly targeted. So we had a whole large accumulation of adolescents and a whole lot of things which were neglected. Virtually, and then we realize it's too late, but then it's never too late to do anything. You see, if you target it now, you will need to target them when they are older. When we started targeting the older ones, the whole saying is that what, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So it was just down the drain. So you find out that you deal with these older ones, these adolescents of yesteryear also become older, you do it and you are not investing in anything. But once you do it for the adolescent, that's a great investment. Because definitely, you don't need to spend any more money whether they just carry that experience into adulthood.
But will parents buy into this?
10 to 16, I believe that child has no business with contraceptive. But then from 16 years above, with the society we live in, it's quite difficult to get teenagers within that age group not to be sexually active. So if I realize my child around that age is sexually active, why not?
Yes and no. In her teens, I would allow her, or I would educate her on contraceptive. I tell her, I don't advise.
Even the side effect of contraceptive is very great. Looking at a child using it, and some of them too might even abuse it. If I teach my child, maybe the child is going to abuse it.
Dr. Issa has a response for them.
All these parental restrictions here and there, when the law says otherwise, is what normally pushes people to look for alternative sources of information. If something is not discussed in the open, it's driven underground. And once it's driven underground, you find that the complications are there. People say, yeah, if you give them the information, then you open the floodgates. Research has proven that is not true. Those who would have actually been taken advantage of would even have more information to know how to be able to structure their lives.
During my interactions for the story, a few issues stood out for me. Misconceptions, fear of being judged, and culture. I reached out to the UNFPA, which has vast experience in working with adolescents, on how these issues can be tackled to improve contraceptive uptake in the 10 to 19 population. Here is the country director, Dr. Wilfred Uchan.
Once we understand the force that drives the resistance, the next is then we need to understand clearly who are the key players in the life of young people. At home, as the gatekeepers, at school, as the gatekeepers, in the church, in the spaces where young people come. Then, we also need to know, in this group of players, are many already convinced and can support the creation of a supportive environment? Are many are adversaries, not necessarily opposition, because they may disagree with you on the family planning service education, but they actually agree with you on education of the girl child, which should go hand in hand and complementary to reproductive health education. Then you also need to know the neutrals and therefore to reach them quickly to start saying that, look, we can support this initiative of creating the environment. And therefore the supporters, which include partners and some decision makers, the neutrals or the undecided, are rich with appropriate information, they join forces with the supporters.
Dr. Wilfred Ochan wants the government to show more commitment to adolescent health by investing in procuring contraceptives for this vulnerable population.
The government has signed on what we call the Compact for Family Planning, pledging that they will spend an amount of money to be able to procure family planning if ENFP brought certain amount. These are concrete steps in the same direction. Now, of course, we can always do more with the budget. And of course, it can always push to the limit that we can also do, because when the donor funding ends and all this happens, like now UNFPA, I think, provides up to 40% of the family planning commodity procurement to the country. Of course, we also have the USAID, which we acknowledge, the West African Health Organization supporting, but perhaps also with government support through that arm. We'll definitely continue advocating for more investment and for a sustainable approach to discuss domestic financing for family planning.
Life will be good at the time that you make the smart choices. It's your life, it's your choice.
As part of this year's Family Planning Week, the Ghana Health Service is seeking to change misconceptions, especially those associated with adolescent contraceptive uptake. National Program Manager of Family Planning, Dr. Claudette Diogo, sheds more light.
The theme is Family Planning, My Choice, My Freedom. And of course, we try to work to have a week-long event. There is provision of free services. We go about giving a lot of information, a number of market activations, noise all over the place, just to create awareness, just to demystify family planning and actually address the issues of misconception.
Abstinence is clearly not working, and as a nation, we cannot continue playing ostrich while our younger population is stifled by unwanted pregnancies which could have been avoided. It is time to have an open national conversation on contraceptive use for teens. Doreen Ampofo, GBC News, Accra. It's your choice. A brand new world.